I'm just talking out what devotion, what special practices bear fruit. Such like devotion is what's to be called a devotion is you're devoted wholly, solely to one object. You see? God is one. God in man is also one. Not the man body, but the God in him is one. Our master is one. Your whole attention should be there, wholly and solely, so much so that you forget everything else except it. I was just giving some examples for that, to understand it. Which particular form of devotion or bhakti bears forth fruit, which is one-sided, you see, one center of that. They are devoted to one and one alone, and nobody else. Just like Arjuna, he was asked by his teacher, Dronacharya, the art of archery. So there was one heat that there is some water below in a basin, and there was one bird sitting on the top of the tree. So he told him, look into this reflection in the water of the bird. You have to just direct your arrow into the eye of the bird. Then he asked him to look into the water. He said, what do you see? He said, I see the tree and the bird sitting on it. Then now, again see, whole attention into the eye of the bird. Then he asked him, what do you see? He said, I see now only the bird, not the tree. Again he said, then again with more devotion, senses, look into the eye. Then after that he asked him, what do you see now? He said, I see now the upper quarter part of the bird. He said, again now see attentively into the eye of the bird. What do you think? I see the head of the bird. He said, no, still, see further. Then he said, I see now the eye of the bird. Then direct your arrow. You follow? When our whole attention is riveted at one place, only then that bhakti can bear fruit. If you see somebody else other than your master or the God in him, well, this is no bhakti. We are respectful to all others who help us on the way. But the God or the God in man is one for all. If your whole attention will be there, naturally your devotion, your practices will bear forth fruit. God is one, as I told you. He wants everybody to go to him all alone. He should not carry, even think of the body in which he is sitting. Let he be there, that the very Ishtar to whom he is devoted, he should be there. Such like devotion will bear forth fruit. Some people see Master or God talker going around him with open eyes. The others don't see it. They wonder how they got it. The strong man revels in his strength, and a weaker man wonders how he got it. So it is a matter wholly and solely of concentration on one point. So such like devotion bears forth fruit. Now see, some people are enjoying with that devotion just like a lady who is married. She is always thinking, she is all devoted to the husband. In word, deed and thought. And there is another one who has got so many men with whom her heart is attached. Well, the one who is devoted only to one, he enjoys. His whole attention, you see, derives it into her husband. And such husband will also like such a wife who thinks of no other man except his husband. You see? Similarly, the husband would like any such one who only adores him and nobody else in her heart. A heart who is just devoted to so many men outside, thou married to one man, what is all that? So if you want that your devotion, your love of God bear fruit, then be holy and solely. Think of Him, see Him, hear about Him, and nobody else. Those who help us on the way, we are thankful to them. Their bhakti, our devotion will bear forth fruit only when you are wholly and solely devoted to Him. So much so that you forget yourself too. Now when we go into deep sleep stages, sometimes we mutter something. Whatever is, you see, our subconscious reservoir is full with the worldly thought, those very things come out. He says, what is the criterion of a man who is wholly and solely to one object? Kabir says, generally when we go to sleep, as I told you, we mutter something very deeply about which we do not know, because that is the result of overflowing of the thoughts already in this subconscious reservoir of our mind. You see? That comes out. He says, if such a state comes, if any in deep sleep state, the word of God or the Master comes of his mouth, then such a man is holy and solely devoted to the Master. So we say, what will I offer to such a man? You say, offer my flesh, my skin for the making the shoes of his feet, for his feet. You follow? Which form of devotion bears forth full fruit, which is wholly, solely devoted to one. One mind is devoted in so many things, so many scattered minds, so many, what you say, parts of the mind, some attached here, some there, some there, such like devotion won't bear forth fruit. So if you want that our devotion from day to day bear forth fruit, and we see the fruit in our lifetime with our own open eyes, then let our attention be whole gravitated to the feet of the Lord, or the Lord in some manifestable thing. You see? The result will be, for His sake, if you love all the world, you are not attached to the world. If you are, if I love you, for instance, I will love your children naturally. If I love only children, not you, then. So love God. For the sake of God only, who has attached all the children and others as a reaction that you pass, love them too. Give and take freely, with all love and devotion, because God has united you. Then in that case you are not attached to the world. You won't come back to the world. You simply go where you are wholly and solely devoted. I gave an example. There was a king. He just arranged some show in which he placed very wonderful things, very costly things placed there, and asked his subject go over there and just have anything, whatever they want. But their choice will be only one thing. When they have made a choice, they will have that thing and no other. So whoever went there, oh, this is very beautiful, this is very costly, he took up. Tied that and took it off. Then again, he cannot choose another thing. There is one young girl, very wise within, and outer appeared to be very normal. So she was praising, oh, this is very beautiful, that is very beautiful, that is very attractive, this and that. So she went down, just thinking, so costly things, these are placed by somebody, and gave chance for everybody to have anything they like. But who is there? Where is he? He went on all through that show. At the end of the show, king was sitting, who had arranged all that. He said, who is the king? He had arranged all these things, all right. Then she proceeded to just touch or put a hand on his head. And the king was just wondering, well, look here, all my subjects are only for my gifts, not for me. You see? There's only one man coming to touch me, who wants me and no, nothing else. He made it very in a mood. He said, oh, what are you? Go and touch somebody, something, and have it. The show is being over now. She just went up, put her hands on the head of the king, and asked the king, who you are now. Then I am yours now because you touched me. And who has arranged all this show? Kate, I. This is mine. Then now, as you are mine, this whole show is mine. You follow me? So if we want to bear forth fruit, derive full fruit from the devotion we have, wholly and solely devoted, for a while, do one thing at a time. Such like devotion, maybe for a few minutes, that will bear forth fruit. If you sit for hours and your attention is diverted, divided in so many things, such like devotion won't bear fruit. Now think where you stand. अब आप सोचिए आप कहाँ रोज भक्ति बैठते हो ना भजन भी करते हो क्या बना क्या एक तो भगवान को सब जगह देखता एक के साथ साथ फिरता है भाव करना हम वंडर करते हैं कैसे फिरते अरे उसकी यक्षुई है वो उसी के लिए जीता जब सारी तवज्जो एक जगह हो जाए तो भगवान प्रकट हो जाए पत्थरों में हो जाए तो ये है रोज कोई ना कोई नया मजमून होता है समझने की बात है रहो अपनी समाज में काम यही करना होगा जब बैठो उसको भूल जाओ बस शरीर को भी भूल जाओ तुम रहो या वो रहे होली डिवोटेड ऑल अटेंशन जब सेंटर होगी ना एक जगह दैट विल बी अ फुल फ्रूट तो भाई जो बात यहां समझ आती है इसको नोट नहीं करो समझो और एक्ट अप टू इट फिर खुद आप देखोगे वही भक्ति जो आप कर रहे थे फलदायक हो रही वही जब तब करोगे खाली ख्याल करने से फलदायक हो हम पूजा करते हैं किस लिए प्रभु के लिए पूजा करते करते अगर ये सब भूल जाए ये अच्छा है कि नहीं देखते हैं ये ठीक नहीं है ये जो ठीक नहीं जगह और जो जिसके लिए जगाई उसका ध्यान करो ना मतलब से यही वो ज्योति स्वरूप है तो अगर कोई महात्मा तुमको अंतर में उसकी कुछ पूंजी दे दे डिमॉन्स्ट्रेशन दे दे होली सोली स्टे आन उस पर करो भक्ति क्यों नहीं फलेगी तो ये है तरीका जिससे कि भक्ति हमारी की हुई फलदायक हो सकती है देखो कुछ की बातें करने से यक्षु आती है दिल को टिकाव मिलता बातें कर रहे हैं ना अगर सचमुच उसके साथ लगे तो क्या करें